Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Lita Webb. Today, I want to just do a short PSA, a public service announcement. You know, I look at life a little differently now that I'm older and my life has slowed down, and I have challenges that I deal with, and I've learned to understand some of the best information that life has given me and my mother and my elders told me. And so today I'm stepping a little bit out of my normal comfort zone to share with you something that I think is very important. And that is, you need to just be okay with who you are. I'm looking at people who have decided they do not like who they are on the outside, and they have made these drastic changes. They have, you know, chopped part of the nose off, they've had their eyes done, they've had their eyebrows tattooed on, and they've changed so much about themselves that I don't recognize them anymore. And of course, that's their choice, that's their chance, I guess, to be what they think is happy, and that's none of my business. But what I want to say to you is that when you find so many things wrong with yourself, it's almost like you are, you're saying God's beauty isn't enough. And you're saying that man's interpretation of what beauty is more important than what God has said beauty is. And so when I look at these people, most times they're celebrity when they take it to this degree. Some of them have changed even their skin color, their eye color, their iris. And they've made these changes at great risk to themselves. They've gone under the knife, and they've had procedures done that could really have left them maimed, or even worse, so that they can appear more aesthetically pleasing to society. But what it shows me is that in some way they have allowed society to skew their own view of who they are. And some of these people come across as having a lot of self-confidence and strong individuals. So I don't want to take anything from them. But there are people out there who are watching them and thinking, because they have made these choices, that these are the choices that should be made. And, you know, I feel that we have a lot of youth who look up to us, who look up to them, and they think that because what that person had wasn't good enough for them, that it must not be good enough for their own life. It must not be good enough for their own life. You know, meaning that if that person didn't like their complexion and I'm darker, maybe I need to change my complexion. Or if that person didn't like their brown eyes, maybe I need to not like my brown eyes. And you know, for years people have done different things. They've wore makeup a little lighter, or they've wore colored contacts. And that was not endangering that life that they were given by God. And see, that life cannot be replaced. That life that we have been given is a life force, a source that is only givable by God. And so when you take this risk, you're doing this medical tourism, or you find a doctor who says, I won't do this service because I don't think you're healthy, and you don't listen to that doctor, you go find another doctor who doesn't know all the information. Maybe you don't share everything because you don't want him telling you you don't need this service. You're putting yourself at risk. You're putting your family's life, livelihood, and happiness at risk. If the people who love you truly love you, they will love you as you are, and they will encourage you to stay healthy, not to risk yourself for these procedures. And you know, reaching a certain age, people start to have different things that are just not the way they want them to be. do some exercises, drink some water, do some stretching, do other things that do not put your life in at risk. You are beautiful as you are, and part of your beauty is that you are unique. You don't look like anybody else. You don't have the same curves. You don't have the same exact tone of complexion. You don't have the same weight. You have what you are supposed to have. And if something is different than you think it should be, pray about it and get right in your mind. But don't let anyone else tell you that you are not beautiful in your own right. And please, whatever you do, please do not go out there and go under the knife. Some of these doctors are not board certified. They may have passed an exam somewhere, but they have not been board certified. And when you find a physician who is board certified, they have gone before their peers and they have answered questions and they have passed their peers' test. And that, to me, is a higher indication of their true ability. And some of the doctors don't have, you know, rights to practice at all the hospitals. Ask yourself those questions. Check out who you are allowing to make these changes to your life. Your family much rather have you here as you are than as you think you need to be in a compromised situation. Think about that. You're beautiful, and God says you're beautiful. Nothing else matters. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. Be okay with what God has given you, because true beauty comes from within. And people who have beauty exude it, even if you're not able to see it on the outside. And if someone doesn't love you for who you are, they don't truly love you. Take care and be well. Until we speak again, be okay with you. Goodbye.